You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. Kenji Williams of Bella Gaia is a long way from his work as electronic artist ABA Structure.
Yeah, at that time I was, you know, performing at mountain raves in the countryside of Japan and Morocco and places like this. Definitely dance music, electronica, ambient. But I felt something missing, and I missed that human connection and interaction on stage. And I wanted to do more collaboration with acoustic real musicians.
The transition started with the album World Spirit, where Kenji Williams went back to his original instrument, the violin, but it's culminated with a long-running project called Bella Gaia.
Bella Gaia was really birthed from a meeting with this astronaut, Mike Fink. And when I met him, I asked him, what is it that changed when you went to space? And he replied and told me his story of the first time he looked out the window and saw our Earth with, you know, an atmosphere just 20 miles thick and a borderless living bubble of life in the blackness of space. And he had this complete life transformation and came back to Earth with a much greater appreciation for our home planet. And it was Mike's story that really laid the seed for Bella Gaia. It got me thinking, how could I bring this transformative experience of seeing the Earth from space to those of us who cannot yet go to space?
Kenji Williams made a connection at NASA and got access to their footage of Earth from space. But it's not just pretty images of the planet. There are data points throughout the performance. The track Anthropocene displays statistics about deforestation, rapid growth, and polar melt.
The Anthropocene is the epoch that we live in now of human influence. So that section of the show is exploring all the very data visualization heavy visuals from NASA. Forest fires in the Amazon, ice melt, temperature rising, air traffic, these amazing visualizations of seeing how many thousands of planes are in the air at one time, plastic in the oceans, oil in the ocean from the Gulf of Mexico disaster. These things are human creations on Earth is in the Anthropocene section.
Kenji Williams brings a one-world philosophy toward this project and has gathered a multi-culti troupe of musicians, including Japanese koto players, Indian percussionists, Middle Eastern ney players, and belly dancers. This is how he approached American singer and keyboardist Kristen Hoffman.
Well, he said that he was working on a project that was a collaborative space oneness experience, sharing the messages of space, but also helping people to realize oneness through the Bella Gaia vision and experience. So I thought right away, oh, this is totally something that I'm in alignment with.
A Except for one song, there are no lyrics in Bella Gaia. Instead, the words come from on-screen quotes from astronauts. The visuals carry a lot of Bella Gaia's message. A track called Ocean's Blood has digital manipulation of images of the Earth's ocean currents, along with undersea footage. Williams composed a trancey techno groove for the segment.
This is just a very beautiful, bubbly feeling. And the visuals for this song are data visualizations of the ocean currents and temperatures that are created by NASA's Scientific Visualization Studio using their supercomputers. And you just see these amazing undulating currents in three dimensions in different oceans like the Mediterranean, but also in global oceans in the Pacific. And so it looks like the blood of our planet circulating the life throughout our home planet.
There's little doubt that Kenji Williams is something of a space nerd.
Like every little boy wanted to be an astronaut or a pilot or something like that. I love sci-fi. Well, I still do. But I believe we are extraterrestrials in many ways. We are universal beings. We are made of stardust. That is really at the core of my spirit.
He hasn't been out into space, but he has duetted with an astronaut in space, Koichi Wakata.
He was the first Japanese commander of the space station. You know, we transported this ancient Japanese instrument called a sho, which is like a bamboo harmonica. Transported it up to space, to the space station, trained him how to play it, and he played it live from space, orbiting above Houston. I was in at NASA TV studios in Houston, playing my violin with him live as he orbited above. So that was definitely a dream come true for me.
You can see their performance on YouTube. Kenji Williams has been touring the globe relentlessly for a couple of years now. He's performed Bella Gaia in 9 countries and customizes the visuals for many of them. For Kristen Hoffman and Kenji Williams, it's a spiritual journey as much as a musical or scientific trip.
Well, I feel that Bella Gaia is definitely a healing experience, and I feel that each of us are tapping into our source and really bringing through a message through very healing frequencies.
That's the whole reason I did this project, was to really transform people. I have been doing transformative art since I started making art. I think that's what I'm born here to do. This is my mission.
Kenji Williams is booking his Bella Gaia performance wherever he can, and he's looking for a permanent installation site for his work. Meanwhile, Bella Gaia's beautiful Earth is out on bellagaia.com. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.